Toastmasters, before I can talk to you about the amazing compact disc, I must first give you a brief background in sound. Sound is the vibration of air. The air vibrates, it vibrates little, tiny little hairs inside your ear. These are attached to nerves, which send electrical signals to your brain, which interpret those vibrations as sound. The faster the vibration, the higher the pitch. That's air vibrating, caused by the ruler. The vibrating sound can be represented by a graph. The higher the graph, the louder the sound. The faster it changes, the higher the pitch. Before this can be recorded onto a compact disc, the sound must first be digitized. The process of digitizing is to convert that graph into a series of numbers. The numbers are recorded and then read back and turned back into a graph, which is then fed. That graph creates electrical signals which drive an amplifier, which vibrate a speaker, which vibrate the air, which vibrate your ear hairs, which send the signals. So we have to give it numbers. So the process of digitizing is to take a moment in time. At one precise moment in time, what is that graph? Where is that graph? And so we give that spot a number between 0 and 65,000. Then what we do is we do the same thing again, 1/44,000th of a second later. And again, 1/44,000th of a second later. And we continue to give a number to the position of the graph 44,000 times per second. But those numbers, 0 to 65,000, can't be stored on the compact disc because the compact disc can store only two numbers, 0 and 1. So every number is converted to binary. I don't know what the binary number for 6,423 is, but it's something like 10110142, something like that. These zeros and ones are recorded on the compact disc as a series of pits. If you were to look at a compact disc side on, it is a flat disc, and into it are embedded pits. A laser beam shines onto the disc, and when it shines onto the flat part, called a land, and reflects back into the laser reader, it gets a different signal than when it shines into the pit, back into there. And therefore, it can read a series of zeros and ones by that method. The most amazing thing about this compact disc is how small those pits are. This is the pits under an electron microscope. But to give you an idea of how small that is, I have a diagram there. The pits are arrayed around the disc in a circular manner, and the distance between one track and the next is 1.6 microns. To put that into language that layman can understand, imagine the compact disc enlarged 1,000 times. That disc is no longer 12 centimetres in diameter. It's 120 metres. Two and a bit Olympic swimming pools. A very, very big disc. Now on a disc 120 metres in diameter, the distance between these tracks is 1.6 millimetres. The disc is 1.2 metres thick, but those little pits are only a couple of centimetres embedded into it. These are tiny, tiny pits. The way the disc is manufactured is that a glass disc is etched by a laser initially with the zeros and the ones where the pits should be. The glass disc is then used to make a metal stamper. The metal stamper is then used under 20 tons of pressure onto molten plastic to embed those imprints of the pits onto the disc. A layer of aluminium is put on top so that the laser has something to reflect off. A recordable disc. This is even more amazing. I work with these things every day and I still don't know how this works. To get these pits on recordable discs is nearly impossible because there are no pits on a recordable disc. It's a flat disc with a single layer of organic dye. In order to get a pit, well actually the whole thing is pit, in order to get a land, the laser beam has to heat the surface of the disc to around 300 degrees Celsius. That makes the organic dye opaque, and therefore the laser beam, instead of bouncing off the, what is the pit, it bounces off the land, which has been formed by the opacity of the organic dye. It has to switch on and off, heat to 300 degrees and off again, somewhere in the vicinity of 10 million times per second. It's not just doing this, it's not just shining this little laser beam that's only one micron wide on a disc in a random pattern. It's putting these things in a precise sequence, in a precise spot, on a disc, a little disc that's rotating at about 200 to 300 revolutions per minute. Now, if you have a machine the size of a refrigerator that cost $20,000 and did that job, I would still call that amazing. But this is done by a machine the size of a book. Costs $50 at your local department store. I have no idea how it does that. And even more amazing than that is that some man in Japan sat at his desk and worked out on paper how to make a machine that would do that. This is an amazing